school.
Yeah.
It was in, it's in New York City, and it's Barnard.
Oh, it's which area, or what do you study?
Yeah, I studied women's studies.
Women
and gender studies.
Okay. Well, it's, what is like being activist in United States now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, one, I just have to be honest, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Right, the state, the government is inflicting a lot of fear and terror in people. And you know, I remember in September 2001, our 9/11. You know, there was so many guns in the streets and militarization, and now there's also that. The Trump administration has really used like troops that are highly militarized and trained to kill against communities, Black communities, Indigenous communities, Latino, Latinx communities, right? And really terrorizing them and separating them from their families. And it's racial profiling, right? And so we see that this is what an authoritarian government leading into fascist government is creating. It's not taking care of the people, but rather instilling fear and separation and isolation on our people. And we know that this is what the U.S. government has also done in other countries, right? So it's terrifying to be, on the one hand, to be an activist, to be an organizer, but we also know that this is a huge opportunity to join the world's people to actually rise up, resist and transform society. And so it's also very exciting that we can think about what does it mean to build an agenda of care and cooperation with each other and not the militarization or the violence or the authoritarianism. So it's terrifying and it's exciting because we can really see what the truth is, right? That the government, the U.S. government is not for the people, but it's representing a very small elite billionaire class at the expense of the vast majority of us and the world and the planet, you know.
It was elected, yeah. So.
Yes, he was elected, yeah.
Well, looking for this context,